Death Squad number 2, August 5th, 2009.
My name's Sergeant Jack French. I'm from the future. I'm a time traveler. I know I might seem like a freak.
Because you are.
Because your instincts are right, and you're the exact type of person that I need to protect the president.
I'm only a kid.
I am too. I'm only 9. I stole my daddy's car. Can you help me get to Mexico?
That's cool.
Get in the car. Come on, I gotta get you to the Pentagon. Have you ever smelled ether?
No one wait!
You're on Kidnap.
This is Brian Redband, and I'm with my friend Joey Coco Diaz.
Hello.
How's it going?
What's happening, sexy?
This is podcast number 2.
That's right.
And I am hungover.
You hung over from what? Oh, it was your birthday.
Yep.
They said it's your birthday.
I always believe that there's a creator. Why would you do this shit?
Oh my god.
Hey, where's the camera?
Oh my god.
I wish he had the camera.
Oh, bad.
How do I do this? Oh my god. I can't believe that.
I'm way too old for that.
How old were you this week, Brian Reichel?
30 fucking 5.
How's it feel?
Doesn't feel any different.
Did you buy any liquor from the deli down the corner?
No. You know what's weird? CVS, it's a drugstore, has the cheapest place to buy beer right now. You can buy an 18-pack of beer at CVS for like $12. Don't you find that weird that a place that you go to get medicine has the cheapest beer?
Let me tell you something. Why not get high, get a case of beer and a bottle of cough medicine, you're off to the fucking races, you know what I'm saying? That's why they package it light over at CVS. Have you ever bought any liquor from the liquor store down the corner from you, a little bodega?
Yeah, I have.
I mean, you have no idea. He has an old school little bodega on the corner. A few people don't know what bodega is. They got everything there. They got stockings, ice cream, cold cuts, popcorn. You could buy a fucking replacement for your knife. You could buy gunpowder there. You could buy cat litter. They have everything in little packages, whatever. They just sell everything there. This guy's even got the Iranian guy working behind the counter. He's got Pickett, and he's got Thuman fucking cold cuts. You know what I'm saying? Now, between you and I wouldn't buy any fucking cold cuts from this guy. But that's just me, because that's how I roll.
He actually used to be a butcher shop, and like a full-fledged butcher shop. You'd walk in there, and it was just like, you know, dead animals, and he'd be like hacking at it.
That same guy?
Same guy. And then he decided to get out of that business, probably because he murdered too many people. But he now is just a deli. You know what the weirdest thing about those places is? When they have like old creepy jewelry, like they'll have like a basket of jewelry, like $2, $4, $5, and a hootie mug.
Like I said, folks, they got everything there. Like if you need a pair of pants and a shirt, I guarantee he's got something in the back. My mom used to always say to me, go upstairs and take care of those fucking spirits from you jerking off up there. Because she would say the spirits would go up to the attic and live up there. And you know what? As I got older, I believed that shit. I'd go up there, and I knew that attic was filled with fucking spirits from old little dead kids and shit that had died and gone up there.
Kidnapped. Starring your favorite kidnapper and mine, Duncan Trussell. He's the guy.
Hi.
I'm not supposed to talk to strangers, so...
Oh, you just did, though. You were just talking to me.
You're a stranger.
No, you're right. Hi, my name's Jerry. What's your name? It's okay. You could shake a stranger's hand when you know his name. That's in the Constitution.
Okay, let's prank somebody this week. Let's prank Duncan Trussell.
No, leave Duncan Trussell alone. He's probably jumping around with devil worshippers trying to figure out how to marry that chick.
Let me do it.
Who are you calling? Duncan Trussell. We gotta have a little talk, you and I. Sit down. What's this fucking devil shit I'm hearing? Everybody's telling me you're a devil worshipper. Duncan, we can't have that. We can't have that. You understand me? You're a comedian. No more of this devil shit. People are scared. These people are white people in LA. You're scaring them, bro.
So lightning, or a flash of light, in Hebrew, is pronounced Barak or Barak. In the verses of Isaiah that refer directly to Lucifer, several times it is mentioned that Satan has fallen from the heights or from the heavens. The Hebrew word used in this text for the heights from which Satan fell is Bama. Bama, the words of Jesus in Luke chapter 10, verse 18, as, "And I saw Satan as Barack Obama."
You know what the best video of Duncan Trussell is? It's a video where he tries to kidnap a girl, and it's a game show, like where you try to kidnap. Check that out. Check Duncan Trussell kidnapping. Google that. I'm sure that comes up.
Duncan's a real piece of fucking work. Duncan loves to dick sling, too. Sling dick. He's a sexual freak. He likes to tie him up and punch him in the stomach and shit. Nothing wrong with that. If you get him away from the 911 line.
Isn't it weird how like you get told something when you're a kid and you just never thought to think that they were joking with you or fucking with you? Like when I was a kid, I farted in the bathtub and I like a couple minutes later I saw hair float in the bathtub and I'm like, "Dad, did I fart that hair?" And he goes, "Yes, when you fart, a hair comes out." And for like, I don't know, 10 years,
you
I always thought that.
That
I was farting hair. Like I would check my underwear to find the hair.
If you eat a lot of pussy, you would fart out of hair once in a while, you know? But that's hysterical. They do put little things. What is this that you're burning here? I've never seen you put hot oil there.
It's hot oil. It's to...
Then the candle. You don't know.
It's because I have a cat and a small apartment, and it seems like the cat takes one shit. And
right, the whole place
smells like shit.
Oh, my God. And cats fucking stink.
The urine is what I...
Oh, the fucking urine drives me crazy. I have to change my little boxes every day.
Every day? Fuck. Man, I suck at it. You know, I used to be really bad at it. Like, I would change it every 2 weeks, but ever since my girlfriend moved in with me, she's like, "No, you gotta do that shit twice a day."
You know, it's... What the fuck? It's like taking a shit in your toilet and not flushing it, right?
Yeah.
It's the same fucking thing, you know what I'm saying? You want shit, you ever take a shit and you leave it in there the whole time, the whole house smells. Flush it right away. You learn that when you go to jail, you know what I'm saying? The brothers will say, "Flush that shit, motherfucker."
Just saw funny people yesterday. I went there for my birthday, and I thought it was okay. I thought it was about 30. You know what's funny is everyone says it's about 30 minutes too long. And I think the reason why it was 30 minutes too long is because there's 30 minutes actually in that movie that had no reason being in that movie. Like, the director, like, his wife and his kids are both in the movie, and that 30 minutes is all about his wife and their kids. And it's so obvious looking as a person from the outside of this production of this movie going, "All right, somebody needed to stop this guy because he's just fucking throwing his family in there for no fucking reason."
Insurance.
Yeah, insurance. Kids need braces.
Yeah. $33,000 now is a SAG minimum. You got to make $33,000 to get fucking insurance. That's level one. Level two is like $22,000 you got to make. So you know what? They paid them $22,000 for 3 days.
Yep.
And not that I get that or you get that. We wouldn't fucking see nothing like that.
You got any jokes for me, dum-dum?
Got some good ones, I think, actually. Thought it could be funny about your balls, you know, about how, like, you're getting older and you found the first gray hair on your balls and it really worried you, but then you realized it was good because it made your balls look distinguished.
Comedian Joe Rogan.
So I got a lot of shit going on that I got to talk about. First of all, I have gray hair on my balls. That's real. Not really excited about that, you know? Like, I got gray hair on my beard, no big deal. I'm like, yeah, I look a little distinguished, you know?
I'll tell you what, I'm getting so bad on the fucking computer. I don't know what to do anymore, you know? And I'm thinking of quitting Twitter because it's getting on my last fucking nerve.
Why?
Because I'm going to pretty soon get on my bike and go over to where Perez Hilton lives and stab him. He's in Japan right now. He hasn't shut the fuck up. And what he needs to do is drink some of that soy cum wasabi sperm that's over there. That'll change him. That wasabi fucking sperm. Let me tell you something. Those wasabi mashed potatoes in San Francisco changed me.
Man, I can't.
I won't ever eat potatoes again. They were delicious. So I can't even imagine what wasabi sperm with soy sauce light will do to you. Paris Hilton needs to fucking go. You know what I'm saying? Where's my bitches at? Don't smoke in the car. What the fuck? Joey Diaz, Brian Reichel, we're here. You know, like when you pee in a public bathroom, it's the worst. Like, I don't hit the fucking thing. Before I turn the thing on, I get paper. It's pretty bad out there, you know? People are getting strep throat and fucking herpes. And...
You know, I'm working on a video right now where Joe Rogan drinks his own pee.
Okay.
And it's fucking really weird if you think about what pee is. And pee is pretty much, you know, it's, there's nothing bad about it.
Let me tell you something. When I smell my fucking pee at 4 in the morning, because I used to get up early. When I pee at 4 in the morning, I got to turn my head. That's how bad that fucking thing smells. You understand me? It smells like a fart went bad and went out of my pee hole. That's what it fucking smells like. I don't mind drinking shit. I mean, if they say it's drink sweet or whatever, I don't know. I'm not hip with drinking my own fucking piss.
Yeah, I agree. I would never fucking do it. But what about cat pee? I have a whole bunch of cat pee.
Brian, we're getting out of control here. Let me tell you something, my friend. The only good advantage out of my pee would be that you would get high, because I've been eating edibles every day. I eat like a 3-strength something every day, a piece of coffee, cake, something.
Right.
So that's the only good thing. That if you needed to and you were on a desert island and I pee in your mouth, you would probably get nice and high. You know what I'm saying? But think about it. Then I'm going to tell you. You're going to tell people, yeah, I was high for 2 weeks, but I had to drink his fucking pee. How disgusting is that shit?
Do you think we could still hang out after that, afterwards? Like, do you think, like, hey, you want to go to the Olive Garden?
If somebody drank my pee, I don't want to hang with them ever again. Like, if we got saved.
Like, the Olive Garden?
No! Like, if we got lost on an island, like that fucking show on ABC, and somebody said, Joey, you know, for the last 2 weeks, I'm jonesing. I know you ate edibles. Can I drink your pee? You drank my pee. I think after that, I would have no fucking utmost. Listen to me. Some people jump out windows. Some people fuck a crack hole. This guy drank my fucking pee to get high. What do I need to say to this motherfucker ever again? It's like the guy from Motley Crue. Didn't he fucking drink alcohol one night, like rubbing alcohol? He shot in his veins or something like that. What's his name? Nikki Six? Or
yeah.
They shot beer or something, rubbing alcohol. When it comes to that point, you're going to drink my fucking piss? You've been talking about this piss thing for a couple weeks. You really want to drink this shit? You want to try it?
No, I don't. I am just fascinated that even if you found that piss was healthy, why would you even want to try it? That's kind of like, it's the whole thing like with skydiving or things that I don't understand.
Let me ask you something. Is that the guy who found fucking mushrooms under a shit pile?
Yeah.
What possessed that guy to eat that fucking mushroom? So I'll tell you what happened. He probably went home and cooked the mushrooms.
Right.
Because he figured he got high. That's the only thing. Nobody, I mean, how the fuck, you know what I'm saying? It's like the guy, we hear all these stories about people putting turkey basters with juice up their ass and stuff like that. Who thinks of this shit? I'm a sick, fucking, perverted cocksucker. When I see a woman, I think of her pussy, and I think about what it looks like, what it smells like as she's walking towards me. Even if it's a nun, I don't give a fuck. That's one of my practices. I would never dream of putting a turkey baster up my fucking ass. With a hit of ecstasy. Are you fucking kidding me? I eat a fucking Rice Krispie treat. I look like the dog. I'm good to go.
What's that about?
You're good, dude.
What, me?
Yeah, you all right?
Help me. Grab me.
You okay?
Grab me, see?
You okay?
What are you talking about?
You're good, buddy. You'll be good.
What are you talking about? Help me.
You're okay, man. You're okay. You're okay.
You talking about me?
I'm right here, baby. You're good, man.
Talking about my face?
No, you're good.
You can't be smoking weed on the set because it fucks me up. I fucked up the whole story. You know
this isn't the set. This is my living room.
This is the set right now. This is what we have. This is the set of a major fucking podcast studio.
I know. Well,
what are you telling the people at home this is your living room for?
Joey, because green screens don't work on the microphones.
What do you mean green screens don't work on the microphone? There's no cameras or are there? What the fuck? I've been scratching my balls on camera and sniffing my fingers. The point being, you can't let people think you're at home on your fucking green couch. We're taping this at the Taj Mahal. We're at Paramount. We're on top of fucking Howard Stern. We're in the penthouse. He's on the second floor down there talking to fucking...
There's some rumors that... hold on. That's my cell phone ringing.
Who is it?
It's the Jew.
All right, well, answer the fucking thing. I gotta listen to that bad fucking
what the
music.
Fuck?
What's going on?
What's happening?
Suckers?
Where you at, fool?
I'm on Santa Monica and
Jesus fucking Christ, we're over here waiting on you. He wants to call Duncan and fucking talk about devils. I don't need this shit, Ari. I need a Jew here to balance this shit out.
I'm going to physical therapy.
All right, what are they gonna do to you there? They're gonna make your knee move around?
Put electrical stimulation into my knee. Steroids in there.
Why, hey, Ari, why are you falling apart so quickly?
Because he's not taking supplements and he doesn't write a blog.
Proper Jewish life?
Yeah.
He's going to physical therapy, Brian. He's not falling apart. But if you listen, he's not taking his supplements. That's why he's falling apart. He hurt his knee on Burbank. This all started with Burbank at the fucking ice house when he twisted his knee on stage 2 years ago. If he would have taken his monocomius glucosamine that weekend, what's the name of it? Glucosamine, whatever, he wouldn't have had these fucking problems, Brian. I suggest you start taking your fucking amino acids too, cocksucker.
I take fish oil every day.
All right. Then I ain't mad at you then. What's happening, Ari? What else?
Yeah, this is the age. I'm at the age of Jesus died, so that's why God now is like, look, you haven't lived. You died, did all this and shit. I'm going to start punishing your body.
Yeah, that sucks. I kind of feel you, though. I've been having, you know, a lot more digestive issues. I've been, like, having to not eat onions all the time. And, like, I definitely noticed that, like, there's
We're
certain...
We're not young guys anymore. We can't handle fucking six shots and three beers.
Right.
We're dying.
Oh, my cat's throwing up right now.
That's always fucking a great
thing. Look at that. Look at that. Why did your cats throw up a lot? Look, it's poor cats. Like, he's fucking the devil.
Poor cat.
I better put something under her.
It's got a little hairball. It's just a little fucking hairball. Right now, he's focused on the cat puking. He's going nuts right now. We should shoot this and put the... Look, now I know where you stole this from. Funny people, you fuck.
What?
The cat puking and shit like that. Ari Shaffir, we're going to let you go. We love you here from the fucking podcast of death. Brian Reichel's House of Beauty.
All right,
crank call.
do your cats puke a lot?
No, just one of them. The older one spits up hairballs.
What? Okay, so all right, I shave the cat, and she spits up food. Should I take her to the vet? I mean, she does it a lot, like probably twice.
How
a week.
Old is she?
Like 7, 8.
Go online and ask the vet online.
Yeah, but every time I ask the vet online or do any kind of health things, that it always says like my cat has AIDS. You know, like you're. You know,
I heard a coughing before.
What?
So the dog could have a. They might have a point. She does have a little cough and a slight limp in her walk. You know what I'm saying? I gotta get out of here. Computer tip of the week. What is it?
This week I'm talking about Zannel.com. That's Zannel.com. This is a website that you can take a photo and send it to, and it will send it to all your other accounts. What I mean, like if you have a Twitter, a Facebook, a MySpace, a Flickr, a WordPress, a Blogger, whatever, you pretty much send it to it, set up your accounts, and it will automatically update all those websites. So now you don't have to send like the same photo to 5 different blogs. You can just send it to one blog, and it will send it to all the other ones. You know, this is nothing new and nothing amazing or anything. This is just one of the better versions or better websites out there that does this. And I've been using it a lot, and I like it a lot. So check it out. And again, that's Zannel, Zannel.com.
You know I love you guys. Stay black.
Bam!
Death Squad. JoeyCocoDiaz.com. Redband.com. Twitter.com/DeathSquadTV.
Bam!